Hi guys, and welcome back to accentventure.com video blog. Or alternatively, if you're watching this, or rather listening to this as an audio file on iTunes or on my blog, if you're living in a country where there's no YouTube video watching facilities available, welcome back to my podcast. In this video, I'm going to teach you how to pronounce the following American English phrase properly. We're partners, remember? So needless to say, the main focus here is on the vowel R. Are you confused now? Did you think all the time that R is actually a consonant? You couldn't be more wrong, my friends. You see, the moment you stop perceiving the letter R as a consonant, but rather as a vowel, your whole perception is going to change and you'll find it so much easier pronounce this particular English, American English to be more specific, sound, right? So if you keep thinking of R as a consonant, it's kind of making it hard for you to pronounce it because you will attempt to pronounce this sound the same way other consonants would be pronounced, like T, D, R, and R, R in my language. R is a consonant. And in Spanish, same thing pretty much, right? Where the R is rolled. But in English language, in both British and American, but now we're focusing predominantly on the American pronunciation, right? The R sound is a vowel. Imagine, compared to other vowels such as E, U, and R, it's a bit more throaty, right? R, but still your tongue doesn't touch your teeth or your palate. The tongue is curled up, and kind of touches your palate, the upper palate, but it doesn't quite touch it, right? It's not, but it's, it's as if you're trying to obstruct the airways, block them, and prevent the airflow from within. And that's how you get the sound, it's as if something is stuck in your throat. And you may as well just check out this video I published a long time ago, where I'm teaching you how to pronounce the R sound by imagining that you've taken some water in your mouth, right? Anyway, this particular phrase we're focusing upon in this video, we're partners, remember? Here's a little twist on the whole R sound thing, right? Why? Because in the word partners, the R gets pronounced in a certain way as if there's a letter O right before the R, as if it's partners, partners, but it's not partners, but something in between, partners and partners. So it's not a clear, distinct partners, it's partners, partners, something between partners and partners. So we're partners, remember? We're partners, remember? And in case you're wondering where I got this phrase from, it's simple enough. I'm watching Breaking Bad, which is one of the most popular award-winning shows, and I'm watching it on Netflix. And this is a phrase that Jesse used when talking to Walter. He said, "We're partners, remember?" Because they had some sort of a dispute and they have these things going on a lot, arguing and disputing over things, right? And then over the phone, when they were talking, Jesse said, "Listen, Walt." It was something along these lines, right? "Listen, Walter, I can do whatever I want because we're partners, remember?" And the word partners, you have to remember, you have to bear in mind that there's this weird R sound, something in between R and R. Or partners, remember? And I personally like to describe this sound with this symbol, and I'm using this symbol and many more in the Accent Genie program, which is the best program out there for foreign English speakers just like you or me who want to acquire a pretty decent American English accent. So you may want to check it out by heading over to this URL, accentgenie.com. and check out the course description, and I welcome you on board if you decide to join the program and learn to speak like an American English speaker. But going back to the phrase, we're partners, remember? Let me tell you just once more. The sound in partners is something in between partners. Imagine if there's an O preceding the letter R, and partners. Partners, and the same goes in the word art. And I actually remember Jesse telling Walter, who went by another name, Heisenberg, in the show. And if you're intrigued enough, you definitely have to check out the show because it's brilliant and I'm really hooked on it. As a matter of fact, I'm watching it for the second time right now, right? But anyway, he said once, you're an artist, Mr. White, you're an artist. Cooking is art. And it's all about drugs, cooking meth, you know, but I don't condone using drugs in any way, shape, or form. It's only for the purposes of teaching you how to pronounce the letter R in this specific way, right? So, art, partners, remember, partners. And definitely repeat this phrase many times over. We're partners, remember, to get the pronunciation of the letter R just right. We're partners, remember, and remember as well to extend the pronunciation when you pronounce, when you speak out the American English words. We're partners, remember, so to make it sound like as if spoken by a true American English speaker, right? We're partners, remember? That's how native English speakers stretch the words a little bit, and that's what adds that distinct American sound to the way you speak, right? So, we're partners, remember, my friend? Thanks for watching this video, and I hope you're going to check out the Accent Genie course because it's a beautiful program designed specifically for those foreign language speakers who want to acquire the American English pronunciation. Thank you, my friends, and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.